Good morning, Masechet Erchin Daf Chet. We're starting here at the bottom of Zayin, and we're just going to finish the Gemara quickly. So we said there, we had the Mishnah, which mentioned about the Narechin Nes and the Sela. Right? This is actually the trend of how we're going to get into Nida, because it says, Ein be'erchin pachot misela. When it comes to Erchin, you can't be less than a Sela, and not more than a 50, then 50 Sela, then 50 shekels, right? And we said, how come? And what examples? We said, Natan Sela Be'eshir. If you have one Sela, you got rich. So therefore, you don't have to give any more, and no ten klum pachot miseda veishir. And if you gave less than a seller, then when you come to actually pay, you got to give the whole seller. We saw it goes off to the time of the payment. Now you be a dav chamesh lem if he had five in his hand, and now he, what does he have to do? Because let's say for example, as Rashi gave the example, yeah, he wants to give an erech of a person who's 20 years old, which is 50 shekels. He only has five. Meru me and notel achat. Rebbe says only give one. Chamimrim notel kulan. And the chamim say no, you give it all, right? And again, we got the cloud, not less than five, and not less than one, not more than 50. Okay, we'll see why we got that late. All right, the Gemara is talking. What's the makor? We don't have less than or seller when it comes to Erechin. Pashut, tichtiv, b'chol lekecha, yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. The pasuk we've seen before, pasuk in Vayikra, says, all your Erechim are shekel ha-kodesh, and eshrim gera yeh ha-shekel. Okay, b'chol erichah yeh b'shekel ha-kodesh, kol erichin, sh'ta marich, lo yu p'chutim m'shekel. That's what the Mishnah says, Gemara is being straightforward. Therefore, from v'lo yetu ha-chamishim, we do not more than 50 selaim. Tichtiv, because the pasuk says, the next pasuk, v'yar k'chach ha-zachar, we give the list there, and the highest one we've got is the ben shishim shana, v'yar k'chach ha-mishim, shekel k'chach ha-kodesh. Chamishim, straightforward. Now, Mishnah says, Ayubi Yadav Chamisha, if he's got five shkalim in his hand, and now he's being dealt with as an ani, so the Mishnah says that less than a shekel, no, and more than 50, not. What happens now if he's got five? Rabbi Meir says he gives one, and Chachamim said he gives all the five. The Gemara's question is, my time at Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say only gives one? Yeah, the guy's got five shekels, take five shekels. So he says, no, Ketiv Chamishim or Ketiv Shekel. Rabbi Meir says it's either 50 or one. Or chamishim or shekel. Never in between. Rabbanan, what's their story? Because they say, take all the five. Rabbanan says, Ahu kol lachol erich ish lamarich. Or you pachotim is shekel. Who da'ak? That pastor's coming to tell us now. That if, when you're coming to assess him, you don't take less than a shekel. Right? But if he's got more, you'll take it. Look at Rashi there. Ahu lachol erich ish lamarich. Who da'ak? The middle of the Rashi, at the bottom of the white lines. It says, Shafilu ani sheb aniim. That's just telling you that the poorest of the poor are loitan bachot. However, umihu heched eat let fei. If he's got more in his hands, yeah, he must take. He must give it. Tichtiv al pi asher tasig. Can we talk about what he's able to attain? Right. We go after what he's able to do. Therefore, all he's saying is that the minimum is a one shekel. But if he's got two or three or four or five, up to 50, you take it. That is the machloket Meir and Chachamim. The Gemara says aval, the shita edge in the aval, hechir itlei, amarkra, right? But the pasuk says where he's got it. I should have said yad hanode, right? Yadom haseget, but I don't understand. He's got, sorry, how ata? Aval hechir itlei amarkra. The pasuk says where he's got it. I should have said yado, and therefore he's got it, and therefore give it him. Rabbi Meir, how's Rabbi Meir deal with this now? Because the pasuk says hahu yad hanode, lo hanidar hudat. Rabbi Meir says no. That pasuk of there which we quoted, he's not coming to tell you that you take whatever he's got. It's telling us that you assess him according to the noder and not according to the nidar. Whereas you don't say the guy that he, if I say erki, I love, let's say an Aryeh, so now he's a rich guy, so I'm going to give the full amount. Right? Only if I say some other guy, he's a poor guy, maybe I'm going to give according to the person who I value, not according to me. And then it says, no, that is coming to tell you about you go after. Shani sherichet ashir noten erich ani. Right. Now, the Gemara says, like this, Rabbanan. So now, what do Rabbanan say? How do they respond to Rabbi Meir? What do they learn? Where do they learn the halacha from? It says, La mi meir shmat minei, techid yadu maseged, shakub minei. It's pashut. It says, yadu maseged, yadu maseged, talking about him, not anybody else. We don't need a limud specially for that. Now, Amar al-Bar Ava, now we've got a case. Amar al-Bar Ava, hayu biyado, the shita changes it from biyadav to biyado. Biyado chamesh lei. So now we have a case where he's got five shekels in his hand. Va'ama. And he says like this, Erki alai, v'chazar v'amar erki alai. So the first says, Erko of Eden alai, and then he says, Erko of Eden alai. Okay? Two different Elens here. And the same, he says twice. Not repeating himself. He's not stuttering. He's saying them twice. Right? So now the question is, what does he do? Because he's got 5 shekels. Right? So he's made 2 nedarim here. And now, and he's a poor guy, and he's only got 5 shekels. And then what happens is, benatan arba lishnia, he paid the second one first. So he gave 4 shekels. Who's this like?
Chachamim.
More like chachamim, right? According to him, now you have to pay 1 shekel for each one, right? He gave 4 shekels. Ve'echad lishnia, he gave 1 shekel for the first one. So now, is he yotzei? Contrary marriage is definitely yotze. Let's look on Chachamim. According to Chachamim, he should have given on the first one all 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he gave 4 for the second one. For the first one, he should have given all 5. So he actually shouldn't have had any money left for the second one. But he gave 4 for the second one and 1 for the first. Says Rav Adabar Avia, Yatza Yedei Shtehen. He's yotze for both of them. Why? My time, huh? He says, like this, Bal Chov Meuchar. It's a good word in Ketubot. Yeah, Baal Chov Meuchar. The latter Baal Chov, the second one, Shekadam the Gavah, he came first. In other words, let's say we're talking here about the Beitin, right? We're talking about the Gizbar of the Ben Amigdash. Let's say that there's the Gizbar who heard about the second Erechin. He chapped the money quickly. So he's really only knew about the second one, never knew about the first one. So we say, Mashe Gavah Gavah. What he took, it's done deal. And be'idne de yahib lishni, at the time that he gave the money for the second one, right? Meshabed larishona, or meshubad larishona, the money was actually meshubad to the first one. So really, all the 5, according to Chachamim, was belonging to the first one. But the guy took for the second one. So now, be'idne de yahib larishona, at the moment that he came to pay the debt for the first one, too late, they never had more than that. So he had the 1 shekel at least. Really, in theory, the Gizbarim could have gone after the guy, taken all his money, and for the first one had nothing, right? Or the other way around. The first one, because this is an actual fact, you owe on the first one, and the second one you got nothing and take it all. Doesn't matter. In the end, we say, that look at Rashi at the bottom here, Masha Gavah Gavah, V'ilchach Kiyav Yishon, when he gave the first one, Koma De'it Le'yav, and he gave him whatever he had him. U'leshniyah, Leken Amemar Amai Lo Yav Kula Chamesh. Why did he give the whole 5? Mishum De'it Le'yav Le'shniyah, Mishtabed La'al Rishonah. What's going on over here? At the moment he said the first Erechin, automatically there's now a debt created on those 5 shekels. So really they aren't his anymore. So when he gave the guy for the second Erechin, he really wasn't giving his. He was actually taking money from Hegdesh to give to him. But therefore he couldn't give all 5 because he never even had 4 to give him. But he gave him nonetheless. We say, Masha Gava Gava. And now the last shekel is there. What's bothering you, Michael? Why are you looking troubled?
I don't understand the logic. But
the logic is like this. Rashi's question here is, he says, V'yokha kiyav nisham, v'chol ma'it le'yavla. U'leshniya leikin amema amai lo yav kula chamesh. Rashi's question is, why didn't he actually give all 5 to the second guy? The second guy came first, right? So really, a contra banan, should have given for the second. The guy's now coming, let's say, we forget that there are 2 at the moment. He said, Erechin here, Erechin here, but now we're dealing with the second one. When the Gizbar comes to get the Erechin from him, how much does he owe him?
5.
The most that he can give him, which is 5. Yadol Masegeh, 5. So but in the end, what did he give him? 4. So why did he give him all 5, says Rashi? Rashi says, why did he give him all 5? He says, because really, he never even had 1 to give him. Because those 5 were Meshubat to that one. Ah, he gave him the 4. We don't make him now go back and get it. Masha Gava Gava. That's why by the time he comes to pay for the first one, which was really the original debt, he only had 1 to pay, so therefore it's 1, and this was 1 shekel, it's good enough, it goes okay. The principle here is, which is important, is Masha Gava Gava. That's really the important principle.
That like overrides the underlying.
Exactly, it's a reality. It's done, and therefore, absolutely, overrides it. Good, okay. Now, Natan Arba Rishona, let's say that it was the other way around, and he gave 4 to the first one. All he had left was the 1, and he gave that to the second one. So here, says Rav Adabar Ava, Yedei Shni'a Yatza, Yedei Rishona Lo Yatza. Crazy that, eh? If he had paid the second guy first, so we say, Masha Gava Gava. And when he paid the first guy 4, so we're saying he's not Yotzeh for the first guy yet. Why? Look at Rashi. The first one was assessed. The Kohanim came and did the assessment, the first one. And therefore, Lo Yatzayei Rishona, the Baile Mitav Koma, the Biyadei Kerabanan. He was supposed to give whatever he had. Because he got like Rabanan. And all he had was five. So the first one really is the Ikar debt. Should have paid it. V'im Chazar V'Heshir. And now if he got rich in the meantime, Notene Kol Ha'erich. The Netina Kamai Telav Klum Hi. What's the Nafkamini here? The Nafkamini here is, we said with Erichin, if you aren't Yotzei, if you never gave the minimum that you had to give at the time that you paid it, and then suddenly you make money afterwards, you've got to now go and pay the whole amount. If you had been Yotzei, if he had given all five at the beginning, and he made $100 million the next day, he wouldn't have to give a cent. But he gave four, he's now going to pay the whole 50 the next day. Okay, that's the nafkamina over here. And the Gemara is, why? So what's the real question? Kulhu mishabdan rishona. Because it was all belonging to the first one at the time. And therefore it was Meshubat. Barav Anabar Ava. So that was another question. Hayu biyadav biyado chamei slime. Okay? We haven't seen this for quite a while. Hayu biyado chamei, he had five slime. V'amar shnei erchei alai bevat achat. Now we said over here, he said erchei alai, erchei alai. V'chazam erchei alai. Here he says at the same time, shnei erchei alai bevat achat. How would you say that? I don't know how you'd say two at the same time. You'd say erich elin and makel alai. That's two at the same time.
No, he says, my own value.
No. Shnei Erich. How would you say that?
Double what I'm
saying. He'd say Shnei. Okay. I accept that. All right. I was thinking for it. Okay. That makes sense. He says Shnei Erki Alai. But Shnei Erki Alai, is that like two Nadarim? Or is it just one double Nedir? Is that my question? We want to have two nedarim here to see which one comes first. If it's shnei erki alai, it seems like one neder. I'm just making a neder to pay double the amount.
That's what it seems. Only one neder.
No, but the Gemara is treating it as two separate nedarim. That's why I prefer what I said. But I'm not arguing. I'm not saying I'm right. Look here. So shnei erki alai bevat achat mahu. What's the din? Kevan de bevat achat nadar. Since he made them at one neder in one shot. Ki hadadei tafsan, therefore they both tofes at the same time. So it seems that there are two nadarim being made over here. You understand? Yahiv tarte upalgel hai v'tarte upalgel. So should he pay 2.5 for the first one and 2.5 for the second one? There seems to be two nadarim here. I don't know him, okay. Or deal meno kuluhu chazir lahai. Look at Rashi. Kulu chazir lahai v'kulu chazir lahai. In other words, you see that there's still one of the erichin, which, in other words, the whole amount, he's chayav five on each of those erichin, because that's what he's got in his hands at the moment. So therefore, they're all chayav, right? And now, what's the story? He only has half to pay, he only has five. If we're going to have five on each, the question now is, and he only pays for the five on the one, he'd owe on the second. Or do they both take place at the same time? If it's half-half, the guy doesn't answer, and doesn't know the answer, says the taiku. Okay, so I'm still not sure. Any note there on what the actual neder was? How did he make it? Anybody got anything there?
He doesn't say.
Okay.
Hereby incumbent upon me to donate my valuation twice.
So hereby incumbent, okay, to make my valuation. So the Torah is saying that when you make your valuation twice, it is two separate nedarim. Okay, good. Now, next, and Berichin. Now, the Mishnah now repeats that comment. We saw the Mishnah said it again. It repeats the same line for the second time. So the Gemara says, "Nuha tulamli." Why do I need this repetition? Isn't it good enough to say it once? Right? This is not hakabash. What's a chilush from here? Pachot misela hu deleika ha yater al sela ika. Right? Look at Rashi. Yeah, ha yater al sela ika. Afal gav deleika chamishim. So he hasn't got 50 sekels. Dima yubiyadav chamish line. We ten kulam. You have to give them all. Tahani yoter al sela, it's more than sela. Upachot b'chaynes l'chamishim. And stamak kerabanan. In other words, he's telling us over here, this klal over here, is really telling us that you can never pay less than a sela, right? But there is a case where you could pay more than a sela. In other words, we're seeing now, it's not like a rimeir. Upachot b'chamishim. Ustamak kerabanan. T'labi rimeir leka heseg yad she yoter al sela. Upachot b'chamishim b'meir she'erchu chamishim. Rimeir, and according to rimeir, it can't happen. Rimeir, you either pay 50 or a seller. And you can never pay more than a seller and less than 50. According to Rimeir, right? You're either paying a seller or 50. That's what that's how it works. Remember, Eshech Chachamim, Ela, or Chamishim, or Selet Rashi Zavide, either one. Yet Chamishim would like a Hapachom Chamishim, Ika Vestamek, Rabbanan, Lofa Dak Rabbanan, and we end that Mishnah. Okay, now, as I mentioned earlier, so we said at the beginning, this which said, Ein Be'erchin Pachom, it isn't a lesson, it's an Erchin. Now the Gemara is going to now run off a whole lot of examples. We'll see now, another Mishnah coming up is Nagayim. Of anything where it's never less than something or not more than something. Okay, we're now getting into that sort of stance. Now, as I said, I'm adopting Arya's suggestion yesterday. And we're not going to do all the Rashis, okay? Because to be honest with you, they're actually quite, how do you say, meratek in Hebrew, in English?
Fascinating.
But I made a bit of a chart here just to help me really more than anybody else. But I want to read the Rambam here quickly. Just two or three words of background. We'll get to it, please God, in Masechet Nida. We'll have a whole Masechet on this. We'll become experts. But from the Torah, and according to the Rambam, this is Halacha Moshe Sinai. According to the Torah, we know today that a woman today as a Nida, if she sees even a spot of blood, okay, if it's a ketem, right, the size of a gris, right, so she, we have what we call Yoshevet Shiva Nekiim, right, so she waits till she stops seeing blood, and she stops bleeding, and then she counts 7 clean days, and she goes to the mikveh at night. On the 8th day, she's now husband and wife and mutar one to each other, or she's not tame, whatever the case is. Midoraita, that isn't the case, as we all know. Midoraita, Rambam is a slightly different shitter, but the way the Shulchan Aruch says it is as follows, that a woman's cycle is divided up into two major parts with a third subpart. You've got 7 days of Nida, and then 11 days of Ziva. Right? Now, Nida is when she's meant to bleed. That's her menstrual cycle. There's 7 days of menstruation. And if she sees blood in any of those 7 days, doesn't matter on the first day or the second or the third day in her cycle, she'll count the 7 days. So she sees blood, and now her menstrual cycle starts. And she'll either see blood for 1 day or 2 days or 5 days or 7 days. That makes no difference. From the moment she sees the blood, she counts 7 days. Assuming her blood stops, obviously, right? And then she counts, maybe not even, maybe on top of it. She counts 7 days. At night, she goes to the mikveh. The next day, and that night, when she's mutar to her husband. There's no shiva nekiim with regards to nida midoraita. There's 7 days. So if she sees blood on the first day, we say it's shisha vahu. That's how we'll see at the lashon of the Gemara, right? It's 6 and that day. So it's that day plus 6 days. If she sees blood for 2 days, it's chamisha v'hein, 5 and 2 days. She's blood for 4 days, it's shlosha v'hein, 3 and 4 days. It was up to 7 day period. There's a block of 7 days. At night, on the 7th night, she goes to the mikvah. At that night, she's already mutar to her husband. Then, at the moment that 7 days is over, starts an 11-day cycle. Now, 11 days is called ziva. Now, during those 11 days, she's not meant to see blood because her menstrual cycle was only for 7 days. So during those 11 days, there isn't meant to be blood. If she sees blood in those 11 days, then we have two situations. We have either what's called the Zava Katana, which we've discussed here before, which if she's blood is there for 1 day, then she's that day she's Tameya, and the next day she keeps a day against that day. She goes to Mikveh at night and she's Mutar to her husband. If she sees blood for 2 days in those 11 days, same thing. She keeps 2 days of Nekiim, one for each day, 2 days. And the 4th day at night, she goes to the mikveh, she's mutar to her husband. Where does the complication begin? This is Vayikra Tet Vav Yud Tet Tweet. I've mentioned that before. That's how we remember. We learned from our exams. Vayikra Tweet Tet Vav Yud Tet. Right? Now, where the complication is that if she sees blood for 3 days during the Ziva period,
Three consecutive days.
That's a bit more complicated. It could be two. But let's say 3 consecutive days. So now she's called a Zava Gedola. And now a Zava Gedola, according to the Torah, has to have Shiva Nekiim, 7 clean days. And then she has the 3 days of bleeding, and then she has 7 clean days. On the next night, she goes to the mikveh. The next night, she brings a korban. She brings a korban chatat and a korban ola, 2 bird korbanot. And then she's muta. Rabbi already... And I'll read here from Rashi. This is a Rambam, Hilchot Isurei Bia. Now, just one other, just to complicate it a little bit more. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have like this. You have 7 days of Nida. Then you have the Ziva period. In this period, you'd have the 2 days or the 3 days. The other case was those, the Demei Tohar, one for the other. And then you'd count the clean days, then you'd wait and you start the new cycle. So it wouldn't necessarily be 7-11, 7-11. That's where the name comes from, maybe, 7-11, right? It wouldn't be 7-11, 7-11, right? You could have seven, and in those 11 days, let's say she saw blood on the third last day of the 11 days. So she'd see blood on the, no, not the third last day. Let's say the fifth last day. So it would be the eighth day, the ninth day, and the tenth day. So now she'd have to have seven Nakiim. So only after the seven Nakiim would she start being a Nida cycle again, right? So those 11 days could be extended into like 15 or 16 days. You with me? So that's the short. Rambam says no. The Rambam's got his own shitta, very difficult. The Rambam says it's always 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Very complicated, just don't worry about that now. The Rambam here in the introduction, in Hilchot Yisrael B and Perek Rav, he says like this, Ubimei chachmei ha-gemara, during the time of the Gemara, nistapek ha-davar harbei b'riyat ha-damim v'nitkalkelu ha-visatot. Women got very confused in this whole idea of seeing blood and counting, and the whole Veset cycle got mixed up completely. What it means that they never had the koach, I don't understand. But anyhow, they never knew how to count properly and got confused. Therefore, chachamim came very machmir, bedavarze v'gazru, and they were gzeira sheyehu kol yemei ha'isha kemei zivata. Any time a woman has blood, she's treated as a zava, because we're not sure if it's her zava period now or her nida period now.
What did they do then in the time of
Gemara? So already Rebbe, in the time of the Mishnah, already Rebbe made a whole lot of takanas of extra time. Then in the time of the Gemara, there's the famous, we'll see it in Masechet Nida, it's called the Chumra of Rebbe Zeira. Anybody heard that? The Chumra of Rebbe Zeira? That's because Rebbe Zeira is the one who actually introduces this Hichmiru Neshotahen, that the women took it upon themselves, and it was known as the Chumra of Rebbe Zeira. He says over here, Gazu sheyu kol yemei ha'isha kemei zivata v'yekol dam shir safek dam zivot. And that's where the seven nakim come into, because now if a woman sees dam, she thinks maybe it's actually in her ziva period and she hasn't felt the blood for the last 2 years. Actually been, this is the third day of the ziv, of the ziva, and she's a zava gadol, and then she's going to have seven nakim. Okay, let's just look at one extra minute now. I know we're taking a little time, but just quickly over here. Rashi says over here, the Magid Mishnah brings it on the Shulch, on the Rambam. He says over when he says here, chachmei ha-gemara. So David asked, when was this? He says, takanat chachmei ha-gemara lo nidbara yafe midir rabbi. He says, the Rambam has explained it very nicely. Fisher samach lo amash klav shebenot yishol ech miratzman. Here it says it in the Gemara. This is a Gemara in Nidid of Samach Vav, that the women took it upon themselves. Shehi chumra yateira. That's an extra chumra al takanat chacham, which the chachami made. V'chein yibrek achrom benida. Hitkin, what's it say there? Hitkin Rebbe, or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, besadot. Ra'ata yom echad, teshev shisha nekim, behu shnaim, teshev shisha venekim. Rebbe made a takana that women who lived in the field, and Rashi on that Gemara, we'll see when we get to it, he explains that the women who never had anybody to ask. They were not living in the towns, they never knew the halachas, and there was no one to ask. So therefore, his original takana was that even if you saw blood for 1 day, right, rata yom echad, wait 6 clean days and that day. Vushnaim, 2 days, etc. Vahein shlosha teshev shivanikim, you saw it for 3. So Rebbe originally said, like this, Rebbe's original takana was, if you see blood for 1 day, so do the 6 plus the 1 like the Torah. You see blood for 2 days, do the 6 plus the 5 plus the 2 like the Torah. If you see blood for 3 days, then 3 days stop and then do Shiva Nekiim. So really, Rebbe was only adding 1 extra day. 10 days, sorry, 3 extra days. Because any Anida would be 3 to 7 days. So Rebbe said, you see blood for 3 days, after the blood stops, don't just wait till 7 days are up and then go to the mikvah. Count 7 clean days. So it really would become 10 days as opposed to 7 days. That was Rebbe. The woman then took on extra chumras, and Rebbe Zaira's chumra is that whatever the case is, you wait the 7 days of the Nida, and then you count 7 clean days like we have today. Okay? So that's really where we're up to. So now, why did I say accept it? I'm just looking at all the Rashis.
Isn't it 5 days for Nida?
7 days. 5 days, let's not get into the halacha today. We don't discuss halacha today. We're discussing Torah time is 7 days, and And that's more like what Rebbe said. By the way, I saw it, doing a little bit of research around this, what's happening today, I saw a crazy thing. Some people put out a brochure of what's called Nida D'Oraita. There's a move of people to try and go back to Nida D'Oraita and saying that all these chumras are ridiculous, and therefore Nida D'Oraita is like this, 7 days, because really think about it. There's huge chumras here. Because in Nida D'Oraita, 7 days, so you count 7 days. You see blood today, 7 days, you got a mikvah. There's no extra 7 days, or 5 days, plus seven, whatever the case is. A zava, if you see the blood for only 1 day, so you show me 1 day, and the next day you're fine with your husband. So there's a lot of kulas in that situation. Right? Only if you see blood for 3 consecutive days, you have to have Sheva Nekim. Right? So there's a move like that. And I saw Rebbetzin wrote the whole thing about it. Would you think of going back to Shabbos, the Rabbanan, a Doraita? Anybody saying you're going to stop keeping all the Rabbanans of Shabbos? Or when it comes to Kashrut, anybody suggesting you're going to stop keeping all the Rabbanans of Kashrut? So when it comes to not going to Rayon, there are a lot of kulas. And there's Machon Pua and the experts, and there are people who are making on certain kulas when it comes to that. And Rabbi Yosef's full of shooters like that. That's what I'm saying. But no. There's a move, not only for that, for women who think that these are chumras. I'll show you an article. There's nothing to do with Tabitha. Right. Now, into us again. Okay. So now, Mishnah says like this. So now, what we're reading over here is the din of the Oraita. Nothing to do with Nida in our day at all. Okay? It's really, to be honest with you, one could say that it's got no relevance. We could turn over and get on to the next Mishnah. But it's Torah, and we'll learn it, and we'll go through as quickly as we can. Okay. So now, Ein, the Mishnah says over here, like this, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, right, Ein petach betoa pachot mishiva v'lo yater al shivasa. So now, what does it mean, Ein petach? Petach means the beginning of a new cycle. Remember we said the cycle starts, the Nida cycle starts, you've got 7-11. It says you never have the beginning. If you made a mistake in your counting, you're not sure where you are now. If you're in your Nida or if you're in your Zava, if you're in that 7 days or those 11 days. The Mishnah says you don't start a new cycle, if you're mistaken, but less than 7 days. And the most you'll ever get to is 17 days. So once you've counted 17 clean days, right, you basically can be rest assured that the next time you see blood, you're starting a new cycle. Okay? So now I've got a chart over here. Most of you have got tons of charts in your thing. Yeah, we're not going to go through it because really Rashi brings a whole lot of different possibilities. I want to just say three things well before we look into the charts. We're going to see now examples that you saw blood on the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, sixth day, seventh day, etc. You might have seen blood only on the first day, or the first and the second, or the first, second, third, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Now, whenever we see blood, there's a possibility that the first days of blood which we saw are actually the end of the Zava period. Right? So in extreme case, it would be the first 2 days are the end of the Zava period. We never saw 3 bloods of Zav, only 2, so it's a Zava Katana. And then the third day is actually the first day now of the Nida period. They can go into each other. You can have blood on the Zava period. Now the 11 days are up, and now we start the Zava period. If it's 2 days of Zav, so we don't have to have, there's a Mishnah, and this is interesting, Rashi relies on that. There's a Mishnah Masechet Nida, which makes one little complication. And that is that I said at the beginning that if it's a Zava Katana, so you have 1 for 1 and 2 for 2, right? Up to 3 days. If that day, the last day, is not a 3 day, like the last day or the last 2 days of your Zava period, then you don't have to have Nekiim into the Nida period. Okay? Just accept that as accepted, and that's how the whole maths of all these tables work. Okay, if we assume that the first 2 days of blood were the Zava period, we don't have to wait for those Zava days to stop to get Nekiim. We can go straight into the Nida period and start counting Nida from day 3. Okay? That's all right. So now, Tarabana. So the Mishnah, Ein Petach Betorah, and look at Rashi very quickly. Ein Petach, we'll do the Rashi very, very quickly. Matitin, Petach. You say, what's Petach, says Rashi? Tchilat Nidot. Shezeh Dini Doraita. We've got to find the beginning of the Nida day cycle. That is Doraita. So now, Rata Hayom. If you saw blood today, Moneh, see the Lashon here? Shisha Vahu. See that? 6 days plus its day. Ratash now. If you saw 2 days, Moneh, Chamisha, Vahain. Okay? That's the Lashon. Vafiru Ratah, Kol Shiva, Vapaska. You saw the whole 7 days. And then it stopped. Le'erev, tovele to meshamesh, you go to bed. At night, you go to mikveh, and then you can have relations. U'miyom shiva eilach, and now from the seventh day onwards, in other words, on the eighth day, havyan yamei zivah, those are your zivah days. This is basically what I said in the introduction. Echad asar yom for 11 days, shimata behen yom echad or shnaim, shomer yom, if you see during those days, you have one against one, and you go to mikveh, tovele, v'imata behen shloshar tzvi, you see 3 days in a row, havya zavah gemur, you're a proper zav, you call it zavah gemur here, I call it zavah gedola, v'tunah, tfirah, shiva, nekim, and you got to bring 7 days of clean days, and then a korban. Now, v'imashchu yamei zova, chodesh or shana. Now let's say you never got out of that 11-day cycle. You saw 3 days, you counted Shiva Nekim. In the middle of that Shiva Nekim, another 3 days. You always, three days, you're counting. You never actually managed to see 7 clean days after that for a year period. Eina chozeret letchilat nidot. You never come back to, you never have a nidah cycle beginning yet. Ad sheteshev Shiva Nekim. So after Zava Gedola, you have to have 7 clean days for a new cycle to begin. If you can't get out of that cycle, you're in trouble, right? That's what he's saying. Now, if you yashva shiva nekim, you managed, and you sat 7 clean days, v'ra'ata, and now you see blood, havya tchilat nida. Now you know that's the beginning of a nida cycle. U'moneh shishavu, and you count 6, and that day, chozeret linyana, and it goes back and forth, kol mefurash, lemala, right? Everything, we just saw this whole cycle repeat itself. And if during those 11 days you never saw blood for 3 days in a row, here Steve, here's your answer. Eina zava, you aren't a zava. Ukeshetira charek, and after 11 days up, bein ra'ata samuch, bein chirchika ri'ata, whether it was immediately after 11 days or whether it took 15 or 16 or 17 days, doesn't matter. Havia tchilat nidot. That's the beginning of the nida. So it can be a little bit longer than 11. You wait until you start seeing blood, and that day starts the cycle. Now, that class was a comment. The Rambam says, no. Rambam says, it's always 7-11. We go like Rashi over here, and that's it. V'afidu tir'eh shlosha ritzufin. Right? And now, even if you've waited those 11 days, you never saw blood. Blood starts again. And now you see blood. Even if you see blood for three days in a row, Eina mone ela arba, but you only count 4 plus those 3 because you're now in your nida cycle. Right? She'ein yemei zov ela botan echadash ayom, because the zava is only those 11 days. She'bein sof nida lezer etchilat nida ba. From the end of the first nida period to the beginning of the next nida period, that middle period is your zava. And that's when we machmir. On the other side, nida, we only count up to maximum of 7. V'chem furosh ba'aloche achrona she'masechet nida daf ayin bet. We'll see it there. Please go when we get to nida. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. That's a rough summary of the halachas d'oraita. Comes the bride, and the Mishnah story ends off and says, "Ein petach betoah pachot mishiva." So now a woman is not sure. Toah shirata hayom. She saw today. V'ani yodat im b'mei nida ta omeret im botan echaras hayom shel zivet. Now she's not sure. I saw blood today. Am I nida azava? Right. So do I start counting now 6 clean days plus this day as a nida, or do I only have to do 1 day against a day for a zava katana? Right. Ein chozeret lepetach nidota. She doesn't start getting to 7 of a nida. Right? What happened? Right? Of a nida. Bepachot mishiva nekim, until she waits at least 7 clean days. Ein chozeret lepetach nidota. Pachot mishiva nekim. Okay? Velo yoter ashvasa nekim. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. Okay. So that is everything we just said now, read it in the Rashi. Now, we're going to do this one long Rashi here, which will give us a bit of understanding of the meat of the matter, right? And then we'll skip the rest, we'll go through the Gemara. So I'm going to read the Braita quickly. The Braita brings a whole lot of different cases, and then we will just do the one Rashi, and then we'll fly through it. Okay, so the Gemara is a Braita like this. Tarabana. To'ah, she makes a mistake. Shamra yom echad tamareiti. She saw what blood one day. So now we say, pitcha shivasa. She has to wait 17 days until she starts a new cycle. We'll come back to Rashi and see that in a second, okay? Shnei yamim tamei, or I saw blood for 2 days. And now we say, pitcha, osa, she has to wait 17. Shlosha yamim tamei, she saw blood for 3 days. Righty, pitcha 17. Again, she's going to go through 17 days until she starts again. Arba yamim tamei, righty, pitcha 16. Now 4 days, she only goes to 16. Why? Because then with 3 zava gedola, right? 4 days now could have been, now we see only 16. That's why the Mishnah said that the most you've got is 17, and the least is 7. Now we're going to see the numbers start going down. Chamisha yamim tamei, she ra'iti, I saw blood for 5 days. Pitcha chamisha, so she'll wait 15 days, and then she'll have the next cycle of nida. Shisha yamim tamei, she saw 6 days, ra'iti, pitcha arbasa, 14 days. Shiva yamim tamei, ra'iti, for 7 days, pitcha shloshasa. She see it always adding up over here, right, to 20. Shmonayim tamayiti pitcha 12 days. Tishayim 9 days I saw blood. Tamei raiti pitcha 11 after 11 days. Asarim tamayiti saw blood for 10 days. Pitcha asara, okay, 10 days later she waits. It always adds up to 20. See that? Always 20. Acharasar pitcha, if she saw blood for 11 days, tisha she will wait until she's there. Shnei masar she saw for 12 days blood. Pitcha shmona she waits 8 days. Shloshasar if she saw blood for 13 days. Pitcha Sheva. Why? Says the Gemara, the bright of Yashe Ain Petach, but Toa Pachot Mishiva, Vloeter al Shiva, Sar. Okay? Now, so we've seen this basic enough idea. Look now at Rashi quickly and try to work our way through this Rashi of Yah. Tanarabana. Toa Shamra Yomichat Tamaiti. She saw blood on the first day. Here's the first day over here. Okay? On the first day of this cycle, she saw blood. Raiti Hayom. Vani Yodat Ibimei Tchilat Nidotu. So now, if it was just a nida, she saw blood on that one day, she counts now the 6 clean days, 7 days are up, she's the end of a nida. She goes to the mikveh and yeah, starts on day 8, would now start her 11-day cycle. You with me? Following? Right. Anybody who can see over here, so I've got different numbers over here, just if you want to look. The days on the top are the days of the actual days. These are the days of blood. And then here would start the round circles here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This would then become her nida, her ziva cycle, and she would in theory start a nida cycle over here. Okay? That's what's happening. So now, v'uchichal lo tshishavahu, right? And v'imbotan acharasa yomei zavu, right? And now, imbotan acharasa yomei hazovu, v'ein tshichal yishmor ele yom kenegad yom. Now, if that first day over there was actually in her 11-day cycle, so really all she would need is 1 day for 1 day. See, if it's a nida cycle, she'd have to go 7 days. If it was a zava cycle, she'd only have to go to the second day, and tonight she'd go to the nikvah over here, there she's already okay. But she's not sure now if that is the beginning of nida or that's the beginning of zava. That's her problem. Okay? So now in a case like that, the brighter says, Pitcha shivasar. She has to go 17 days. So what's 17 days? She saw blood there. She goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And then on day 19, she starts a new cycle. So it's the first day of blood she saw, 17 days in the middle, and then the 19th day, right, because the first day plus 17 is 18, the 19th day she will start a new cycle. Okay, what's going on over here? Look at Rashi over here. V'ein tzricha lishmor el yom echad. Pitcha shivasar, she'im lo tir'eh ad la'achar shivasar levad miyom zeh. If she saw blood here, now for 17 days she's got no more blood, she knows she's out of a zava cycle, out of a nida cycle, and she starts a new cycle, and now she would start counting over here, nida, and now she'd know, today's nida. She wouldn't have that safek anymore. Is it nida or zava? She now can mark on her fridge, today starts nida, and everything's happening. As choseret lepitach nidota lemnot shishavahu. From Na'arat. Demimah nafshach, says Rashi. Because why do we say this? Because wherever we look at it, because what are sveikot here? Let's think about it for a second. That could have been, like we said, the first day of Nida, and therefore she would end up over here, and she'd go Zava, she'd get here, and she'd be end up, and now she'd be back in Nida. All this was a Zava, and then she'd have to do 1 day for 1 day, right? And then she'd finish the 11 days of Ziva, which would be over here, right? So we'd have 11 days of Ziva would be over here on day 11. And then she'd start over here 7 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Nida. And then she'd start over here, a new day of Zava. So in the worst case scenario, she would have gone through a whole Zava cycle and a whole Nida cycle, or a whole Nida cycle and a whole Zava cycle. However you look at it, that would be the beginning of a new cycle. Mima nafshach, right? If it was a day of Ziva, Kevin Shekalu 11, like we said, Yasta Yomei Azov, she finished the Zov. She hasn't seen any more till the 17 days of here. But Chilat Nida, Filu Im Tomar, Sheyom Ze, Chilat Nida, Haya. Even we said it was the first Nida, then after Bichain Yastayim Azov, she finished the whole Zov, Pir Shabru, Shishala, Ashtamot Yomayada, she went through the whole cycle like we said. Vecharasar Shebeinib the Nida, Hare Shivasar, and then after the 17 days, when she sees blood again, it's a new Nida cycle. However, Im Tir'e Beyom But on the 17th day, right? If she would see, Aba'im Tireh B'yom Shevi, Lo Yastah Amin HaSafek. If we went over here, all 17, and there, on the 17th day over there, which is actually the 18th day, the 17 clean days, on that day she sees blood, right, says Rashi, Lo Yastah Amin HaSafek. That's why if she got 17 clean days, we're okay. If she didn't get 17 clean days, we're in trouble. She saw blood. Now we're not sure what that blood is. Is that blood Nida or is it Zava? Because we're on the cusp. The Nida would start there. You with me? Right? Im Yom Nida Hu or Yom Zava. The Yesh Tomar Shem Yom Zeh Shebat Lefaneinu Keshera Ata is Rishon Lemei Nida. Maybe that's actually the first of the Nida days. Or maybe the Yom Shvasa Shabbos Sof. Or maybe it's the last of the Zava days. See? Could be both. Shebein Nida Lenida. And maybe she doesn't need Shimur because it's the first of the Nida days. So she just counts seven. Or Shema Yom Rishon Shebat Levnanu Mimei Zivahu. Maybe it is the Ziva day and she has to count the day for it. And then she'd go Shekalu Yechal Sheyom Yastang Me'azov Ve'yom Yudzayin Shatabot Chet Nidahu. But if she went a full 11 days, she's out of the Zava. And then on that day would be a Nida day. And then Shechelimot Shishavu, she'd count six and eat. If she saw prior to that day over there blood, any of those days over here, she'd be in that safek forever. She'd be going in that revolving cycle forever. She'd never get out of it. Basically, we see that the 17-day model is the only model that guarantees her that she's into a new cycle. Right? And as long as she's in that safek, she's in real trouble. What's the problem? Because she doesn't know if she's in a Zava period or a Nida period, if she sees blood for 3 days, she doesn't know if she's going to wait another 4 days and finish the Nida period, or she's going to start a whole Shiva Nakim. And then we start the problem, and he said, about falling pregnant, because then you're always having those seven Nakim, you never bless, you're never really getting a chance to be with your husband, and you can't fall pregnant, so the problem's coming. Right? She'll say she's six. She needs six. If she sees three in a row, she'll say she's in her Zava days and she needs seven Akim. So she's being machmi in all directions. She sees one day blood. She says, ah, I'm Nida. I've got to wait 7 days. She sees 3 days blood. She says, ah, I'm Zava. I've got to wait another 7 days. She's never ever getting out of that cycle. She'll be machmi in both directions. You with me?
And all this is
midoraisa. This is all midoraisa. This would be midoraisa. This would be midoraisa if there was a mistake. If there was a safek. If there was a to'ah. So that's where the chumras came into effect. Because that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says because the women started making mistakes, the chumras come to prevent this.
So the chumras are really colored.
Right. But the thing is that the midoraisa, she's got to wait once in her life 17 days. And then she reconstructs her cycle and she's back to normal again. Do you understand? So midoraita, you're right. If she never ever got out of that 17 days, she'd be in trouble. But let's say that most normal women would be able to get out of that 17-day cycle. And therefore, and they'd start their life all over again. And yeah, they'd know 7 days or 1 day. We machmir today, we always say, a woman sees blood, she has to wait seven nakim. She counts, and she has to wait seven nakim. Okay, now I think we've done it. We got it. Clear? All right, we move on. All right, that's it. Okay. So that is the now the Gemara. Okay, now Bayrav Adabar Ava. No, we've done that. So where are we up to? We read that right. Okay, now. Abarab Adabar Ava. Narabba. Lamani kula hai. Why do I need all of this? Right? It's an old question, right? Not a new question, right? Why do I need all of this? Because he thinks the moment, what does he say? Timni Shiva. That her count 7 days, but Tishtari. And then she be mutta to her husband. Why do we need? He thinks the moment to have. Look at Rabbi Arava. Look at Rashi over here. He says, "I'm going to have Adabar Arava here." The third narrow line four gets wider. Rashi, Rav Adar Tai, Rav Adar made a mistake. Vesavar, he thought the Chol Henech, all these 17, 16, 15, etc. Le Mashrei Le Gavra Kamis, just to allow her to go back to her husband. Right? That's his. He says, "Let her count 7 days. So even if it's a Zava Gedola, so she'll count 7 days, and then she's Mutar." What do we have to do this whole 17 days for? So he says, so Rava answers him, he says, we're not only looking for a solution, a short-term solution to let her go have relations with her husband tonight. We want to help her reintroduce a cycle, which will help her forever. And therefore, we machmir on the 17 days, so we're out of any sveikot, and we can start all over again. Upitcha kamiran, and that's what we're wanting. Lidei nida, upitcha kamiran. Okay, teremina, kola to'ot zavot mevot korban. Says Nachas, and all these women who make mistakes, who are safek, right, zavot, maybe they bring korbanot, ve'eino nechal, but they don't eat the korbanot, right? Chutz mipitcha shiv'a, upitcha shmona, shemeviot korban ve'nechal. Other than a woman who cycled the 7 or 8 days, which Rashi looked at Rashi over here, kolat tot zavot, right? Maybe korban, ve'enu nechal chutz mi. Right now, why don't they eat it? Look at Rashi quickly. 4 lines down, the why down ve'enu nechal. Why don't they eat the korbanot? Hachatat and an achelet. They can't eat the chatat. Why? The shema lo yemei ziva who hayuk. Maybe they weren't really ziva. It wasn't a ziva, right? Ve'chatat zuchulin. Now, what's the problem? Let's go back a second. A bit of chazorah here of menachot and chulin. A bird that's brought to the Kobel Amigdash and the korban. How's the killing done?
Malika.
Malika, we learned, Malika is only good for what?
For
korbanot. Malika v'chulin is nevela. So if this is a chatat, it's the malika works. If this isn't a chatat and she was already chayv a chatat, then actual fact is it's chulin. If it's chulin by Azara and we do malika, it's in a veila. You can't eat it. Okay? That's the Rashi over here. Look here. He says over here, hachatat and nechelet, Hashem lo yame ziva hayu, v'chatat zo chulin. This is a chulin. Umalikata neveila, and the chulin melukin einan ele neveila. However, the ola is not a problem, right? The ola you can give. Because all his crave out now, and then all his kulo toktar is completely burnt, no one eats it. And we say, Im zava he ten of a chovata, if it's a zavi, it's a chova. Vim lav is not a zav, tehele nidava, it's only nidava. Aval chatat nidava, like in such a concept, is a chatat nidava. Chatat only comes for a sin. You can't donate a chatat. You can donate a ola. Therefore, you don't eat it, okay? However, there are examples, chutz mi pitcha shev, pitcha shmone, shev, mevir korash rashi, temimana shach, kevan derata shnemasar tzufin. If she saw blood for 12 days in a row, so she's vada yazava. There's no such thing as 12 days of a nida. She saw blood for 7 days, she was a nida. And now another 5 days, if in those 5 days she's definitely in the zava period. So she was definitely a zava. It's not a problem. So if you say that those last two are ziva, and then she's got 7 days of nida, so that's 9, still another 3 days of zava, right? Okay, that's why we eat those korbanot, because even if the case was she wasn't sure, there's definitely a zava inside over there. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Atu kolat tot zavot? What, all these make mistakes are zavot? The Gemara asked a question over here. What are you talking about? Look at Rashi over here. V'ha chashash v'amu v'lav v'adai zavot. You know, even then we're saying it's not a v'adai zava. Maybe there was the cycle that it wasn't two yom echad v'shnei amim, but itu korban. And if she saw for 1 day or 2 days a ziv, if she happened to be a zava for 1 or 2 days, she would bring a korban. And if for 3 days, bring a korban. So Gemara corrects us. You write ela kol zavot hatoot maybe your korban and nechal chutz mi pitcha shiva pitcha shmone shiva korban and nechal. Says no, the 7 or 8, which to be honest with you now. Look at Rashi. Because of what to order, mashma kol sheyesh lesveiko bezov machmat tauto. The halim yishloshamim tamei ra'iti beirach. Only people who see three days of blood or more, they would bring it, because there it would be a fully fledged zava, right? And I suppose at the end of the day, we could say that those were zavot and they would eat it. Okay. Let's. I hope we did justice to that writer. Let's quickly move on now. The Mishnah carries on now with another example of what's not more and not less. Right, we're back into the next Mishnah. When it comes to Nagayim, we've got different types of Nagayim. We've got body, we've got hair, and we've got arms, we've got houses, we've got clothes, etc. Right? So there's never less than 1 day, 1 week of Hezger, Rashi says. I look at Rashi over here. Ain tohar b'negayim b'pachot mishavo echad lehezger. Right, that's into solitary confinement. The korban comes, the kohen, not the korban, the kohen comes and puts you into solitary confinement. Right, for 1 week and never more than 3 weeks. The Gemara is like this: Pachot mishavua nigei Adam. When we're talking about not less than a week, we're talking about Adam. A person is never less than a week. V'lo yater al shlosha shavuot, and not more than 3 weeks is nigei batim, is the houses. Right, look at Rashi there. Nigei Adam. Yes, we mishavua echa kichtiv b'parasha. The Torah tells us, and nigei batim shalosh shavuot. There's a limud over there. Ketanei b'torat kohanim. V'shava kohen u ba hakohen. Remember, it says v'shava ba. We've seen it lots of times in outdoors. We've seen the word v'shava and ba, which is gzera shava, even though shava and ba are the same words. We have learned this. Remember that? As gzera shava is doing the same thing. The kohen comes and he goes. First time he comes a week, then he comes back again, and he can go for a third week. It is a third week in the ga'im as well with regards to how. Amar papa. Now we're getting into a bit of the drosha here. Amar papa. Papa is like this. The pasuk tells us, tzidkatcha kahare el. Right? We say that on a mincha, after doubling a mincha when we don't say tachanun. Right? When we would say tachanun. Tzidkatcha kahare el. So what's the whole pasuk? The pasuk is like this. The pasuk in Tehillim. Tzidkatcha yo tzedek Hashem is kahare el, like great mountains, vishpatecha, your laws are tahom rabba, like a massive depths. Adam ubehema, both animal and man, toshi Hashem, Hashem saves it. So now our Papa says, what does it mean, tzidkatcha kahare el? Your tzedek is like these great mountains. Elu nigei adam. Those are the nigei adam. Look at Rashi over here. Elu nigei adam, it says there, she nivrerin b'shavu echad, which you're able to in one day decide, im letaher, im lechalet, right? Utztaka gedola hizo. Basically, it's a big tzedek that you can manage to decide in one day whether he is tahor or not. Right? That's what our Papa says. And mishpatecha tahom rabba is nigei batim. Your mishpatecha is tahom rabba. What's tahom rabba? So we can understand over here that if Adam is 1 week, tahom is massive, and therefore we need, there's 3 weeks for that. So God says, that's beautiful. But pashta de krab amai kati. But really, what's the pshat? Okay, we got a nice vort here from our Papa, but what is pshat in the pasuk? Some Rav Yehuda says like this. Il malei tzidkatcha kahareel. If your tzedek wasn't so great like a mountain, mi yochal lamod lifnei mishpatecha? Who could stand in front of your mishpatecha, which is tohom rabba, which is so great? Right? He doesn't split up the pasuk. He says they're actually connected. And Rabbi says that Rabbi's got a slightly different take. He says that Rabbi says Amar tzidkatcha kahareel. Your tzedek is so great. Why? Mipnei she mishpatecha tohom rabba. So not that your mishpatecha tohom rabba is something else. But Mishpatecha Tohom Rabba is why your tzedek is so great. So the Gemara says, "B'mayikamiflegei." What's the machloket here between Rabba and Rav Yehuda? So it's the Gemara says, "But Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina." Arguing actually about what Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina said. The Itmar. What did they say? There's a machloket between them. Rav Elazar Amar Kovesh. Rav Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Nosei. Look at Rashi. When it comes to how Hashem deals with our sins, it's a machloket. What does He do? Rav Elazar Amar Kovesh. What does He say? Kadosh Baruch Hu Kovesh. He basically overpowers umastir. That's really the main word over here. And hides our sins. Tachat mechilat kisei hakavod. Somewhere down there behind the throne. Right? Kedei sheyachriyu haschuyot. He hides our sins and therefore our schuyot are more than the sins. But he overcomes them where, right? That's, and the other side of the book says, nosei. What do you mean nosei? He doesn't hide them. He actually lifts them up. Nosei makbia kaf avonot lemala. Kedei sheyachriyu haschuyot. If he lifts them up off the scale, so what's going on over here? Really, the schuyot go down because he basically, you know, you go when you're trying to get it away with overweight at the airport. You know, you always like try and hold the suitcase up so they can't see the scale so heavy. Right? My uncle used to do that with his knee. He used to like stick his knee under the bag and like slightly lift it up. We always laugh at him. Right? That's exactly the idea over here. That's where he got it from. Obviously, learned this Gemara. Right? That Hashem lifts up the heavy side. And therefore, so basically, the Gemara says, Rabbi Krabi Lazar, and we look Rabbi Yossi Barabi Chanina. So Rabbi who said that it's because of the Tahom Rabba, he's like Rabbi Elazar. Look at Rashi over here. I'm not sure I understand this 100%, but anyhow. Rabbi Lazar says, Kovesh, Rabbi Krabi Lazar, Lachik Amar Tzidka Karel, he says, what's your tzidik is so great? Sheata matzdikainu b'meh sheata kovesh u'mastir shalecha, tahaynu avonot b'tahom Rabba. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yossi, if your tzedek wasn't so great, shatasun staka, that you lift up our sins, who could have stood in front of you? And therefore you machriya, you make ad tohom rabba, there's no end to your tzedokah. Okay, let's do the Mishnah, we'll stop at the Gemara. The next Mishnah is like this, new Mishnah again. Ein pochatin mi arba chodashim orim mishana. Now we know that we have certain months or not leap years, what do you call them? Like... We add a day to the month, right? So some months are the 29 or 30 days. So he says, he says we don't have less than 4 months in the year that are added a day to. Ve'lo nirayater al shmone. right? And not more than eight. So it's never less than four and not more than eight. So in any given year, and this is Phil Chernovsky's great shtick in Torah Tripathi, when he reads it there, the word of the month, he's very big into this calendar story. You never have less than 4 months that are Mubar, but you never have less than 4 months a year that are 30 days, you never have more than 8 months a year that are 30 days. Okay? In other words, you obviously never have less than 4 months that aren't 30 days. Okay? That's the corollary of that. Right? And then again, Shtei Alechem, when it comes to Shtei Alechem, right, that's on Shavuot. Einechalin pachot mishnayim. You never have less than 2 days when they're eaten. With 2 days without a bait, never less than 2 days. Vloyatelsha, not more than 3 days. And lechem apanim, that's the lechem apanim. Einechal pachot mishnayim. It can never be eaten less than 9 days. Vloyatel, not more than 11 days. And ein katan, a child can never bris less than 8 days. And never more than 12 days. How are we doing here for time? Should we quickly just read the Rashi's here? On this Mishnah, look at the Rashi quickly, and then we'll, you know what, tomorrow, what's tomorrow like? Is it a normal looking daf? Yeah, let's finish over here. We'll have tomorrow.